What's up, everyone? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Welcome to Life at the Desk Live. Your boy Seti J in the building. It's yet another beautiful Wednesday. That means it's Hump Day at the Desk. So, yeah, man, it's going down. Oh, man. My applause. Thank you. I'm like, y'all, listen. I know y'all can come to that applause a little bit faster than that. Everybody got time for that. Devil's work. So, yes, it is ridiculous, Lord. Let me tell you. So,
let me get this out of my chest.
Yeah, man. So, tonight's show, I was going to do this with Nay because Nay is out. She is studying for, y'all know she does go to school because some of y'all did not realize that. Yeah, so she is studying for her classes. Final week is she had her final exam and stuff coming up. So, you know, I was like, man, I'm going to reach out there. I'm going to just be really random, and I'm going to pick a really random person to be my guest co-host. I was like, let me think. Let me see. Who could it be? I'm going to be very random, and I'm going to, like, reach into the abyss, and I'm going, and you know, there's some people know, oh, you was hitting a bunch of people up before that. Nope. First try, the person that I went after, that's the person they actually said yes to my request. So, yes, shout out to that. I wasn't just running around being thirsty. Yeah, so once she's on. Oh, which I forgot to remind her person one whenever she gets on so I can know to bring it on and whatnot. But, yeah, so we'll have a special guest co-host on, and I'll get into more who she is in the moment, or let her tell her so who she, or let her kind of get into who she is. So stay tuned for that. Tonight's topics, I know every hump day, so the hump day gets a little crazy. Monday show, so y'all trying to make Monday show like Wednesday because y'all so enamored by Wednesday shows that y'all be trying to make hump days the same. I mean, y'all be like, come on, man. I understand y'all love the hump day shows. I get it. But come on, man. So, now I've got a very great show. So, what one of the big topics to do today is I decided – no, we were having a discussion on Monday. We just kind of like putting together like a random list. Doesn't mean it wasn't an all-time list. It includes songs from all over the place. But it was just a random, if you had just put, and it wasn't necessarily to be complete top 10. Just random 10 songs you picked. If you had to make a slow jam playlist, little freaky playlist, and you're like, okay, I got to put something together real quick. And you only had 10 songs, name 10 songs on top of your head, you're going to throw on that list. Now, right before the show, y'all, because I forgot, you know, in my dumb behind, I was writing down in the show, but I did not save it. So I had to go back and listen to the show and jot down the notes on what we had from last show. So I tried, so I would try not to name the same ones for today, so T's jealous because today, since I do the Wednesday show too, that means I get extra songs. I'm so excited. So, yes. Oh, man. I don't think y'all understand. I'm going to y'all understand. It's going to be crazy. But, yeah, so I will be recapping what those songs were. Also, y'all know on Wednesday do something called the six. Well, since we are doing lists, you know, I'm going to do the six today. I know it's lazy, but hell, we doing a list. What the hell I need to do another list for if I'm already doing a list? And then since Nay can't come on today, even though Seduction 101 is named after Nay Seduction, I'm going to do Seduction 101 today. So this is going to be a little crazy because I'm doing a special Seduction 101. And so we'll go into that as well. So, yeah, that's what we got coming up. I'm going to music break and then check on my guest calls for today, y'all. Y'all are tuning to Life of the Dust Live, your boy City J. Since we are going into slow jams, I'm playing, you know, for some of y'all might not know this artist, but I'm putting you up on people. That's what we do on here. So I'm putting you up on this slow jam. It's an artist. He not only do we have his views for a while, but the dude played it live on the episode while he was fishing, y'all. He was out on the lake and he was playing a live performance just for the show on the goddamn lake. That's crazy. So yeah, we'll be back to this. This is Key Harper, Choir Time.
You know, I want to make love to you with your clothes on. Is that all right?
That's all right.
You see, baby, I want to spend some quality, quiet time with you.
Is that right?
It's been a long week, and you're kind of tired. You're feeling kind of worn down, babe. Let me take you higher. We'll lock all the doors, baby, and throw away the key. I wanna spend a little quiet time, you and me. Let me do all the things to make you feel so good, so, so good, baby. I wanna make love to your mind, sweetheart. I wanna make you feel like my queen, baby. Ooh, yeah. Oh, my baby. Cause it's been a long week, baby. Hey, yeah.
Feel it kind of worn down.
Let me rejuvenate you, baby. I wanna make you feel so good, baby. Ooh, baby. I wanna spend me feel quiet with you. Ooh, baby, just let me feel quiet. I want to spend quiet time, just you and me. Just let me spend quiet.
Good night.
My boy Q Harper, Quiet Time. Man, say he want to make love to you with your clothes on. All right, Q Harper, I see you. Yes, welcome back to Life at the Dust Live with your boy Sonny J. And all this damn time of damn calls is on there. See y'all, man. It'd be too much going on this damn switchboard. Yes, my special guest co-host is on the live. Let me give her. I'll let her talk about herself. I'll ask her a few questions. I'm kind of digging her business and let her talk about herself. But my special guest co-host, I will get into that a little bit more, but today's her birthday. I will at least say that much. And we'll kind of get into a little bit more who she is in a bit. My special guest co-host, Miss Glenn. What is up, Glenn? What is up?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I can't complain. You know, God is good all the time and all the time.
God is good. Amen.
Okay. Make sure you went to church before.
Yeah,
I ain't been a heathen all my life. You know, I know a little bit about the Lord.
Hey, as long as you know a little bit about him, that's all that matters.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, no, I know about his world and all that, you know. I once was blind, but now I see.
Now I can see.
Man. See, look at me. Quoting scripture, all that.
Ooh.
I might not be able to tell you where to go. I might not be able to tell you what page to go to, but, hey, I might be able to give you a little something.
Hey, give me a couple of scriptures. That's all that matters.
Yes, you know. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, man, shout out to you, man. I talk about y'all all the time. I've talked about y'all several times on the show before. Like, that's how excited I am. So I'm going to get into a little bit more, let people know who the hell is this person you got on the line, Sonny J. Get into it. But first off, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Hey.
Yes. I was looking for my, I'm a little mad because I used to have a Kermit the Frog happy birthday song on my switchboard, and I can't find that for the life of me.
It's okay. You can go ahead and freestyle. You can freestyle.
Yeah, you know.
Kermit the Frog here to wish you a happy birthday.
You know, he was doing all that. But, yeah, it wasn't my impersonation. It was a real Kermit the Frog. But I do a little bit of Kermit the Frog, but, you know, don't ask me to do too much because I start losing character.
But, yeah. It's okay.
So, Well, Sister Glenn, tell everybody a little bit about you. Tell everybody, first off, man, like, because people have heard from my point of view, let people know how the hell we even met.
You said what? I couldn't hear you. Sorry.
Let people know how the hell we even met.
Oh, everybody. We met old Sid on a cruise. He was turned up. He was live. And we ended up meeting him on the Grown and Sexy deck. He was turned up, and me and my sister came on deck, and we started turning up with him. And from there, we was cool ever since. Every day we kicked it like we knew each other for years.
Yeah, and see, you can be a testament because, see, people be, you know, they might think I'm just like just the people who don't know the Sonny J experience first at hand, they think I just mean blowing smoke up they behind. But you get to be that testament to, like, you know, I'm going to have to brag about myself for a second here. But, kind of break down. And you said, I know you were general saying being lit. But, be my witness of how I am when I'm out and about, like, who I am. Like, that lit inside of me. Because people think I just be blowing smoke.
Oh, no. Sedi was the life of the party. Like, when you walk in a room, you know, all the tension, everything just, you know, just surrounded you. like you were yourself. And that's what draw everybody to you, because you were yourself. You wasn't afraid to have fun and turn up. You didn't care what other people thought of you. You know, you dance, you have fun, you make conversation, you know, and that's what drew everybody to you on the cruise, to where everybody knew your name. It was like you were a celebrity on the cruise. And that's what we love, is that you were yourself. It wasn't like you were trying to be something you wasn't, or trying to be something you wasn't on the cruise to get attention. You was just yourself, and everybody loved that. You know, you vibe. And that's what drew me and my sister to you. It was like you were yourself. You were full of life. You like to have fun, live life to the fullest. And, you know, not too many people, you know, can do that. You know, some people try to be something that they're not, you know, when they're away on vacation and stuff like that. You know, they be trying to be something that they're not to get attention. And you were just laid back. You were yourself. You know, and me and my sister was like, wow, you know, I like this guy. He's cool, you know. He acts like us. He's full of life. He's living, having fun. You know, you only live once. So, you know, have fun. Do everything you can. Travel the world. And that's what drew us to you. And now we got a lifetime friend.
Now, thank you for those kind words. Thank you so much. Like it's, here's the crazy thing, because some people, they might see it as, you know, people who don't, you know, who don't get that you can actually be that genuinely excited or whatever. Some people might think I'm just trying to be attention, I'm whore or whatever. It's not necessarily that. Like,
no.
I enjoy, like, for me, this is what I, it's how I am. Like, I know, as far as, in order to spread positivity around to a mass of people, I have to draw the attention. So yes, I'm going to draw the attention, but the point of drawing attention isn't necessarily be, you know, self-contained. It's more so like I want to be able to encourage other people to feel like they can be themselves. And if I encourage just one person to realize that they can be themselves unapologetically, and I did my job. And that's why I be in, dude, like, you know, I was in every goddamn thing. That's why I be doing the
karaoke.
That's why I do the damn Green Goblin contest. Everything.
You made people who didn't have that confidence in their self to get up and do karaoke. When they seen you get up and do it, they was like, okay, I know I can't sing, you know, I'm kind of nervous, but if Sadie can get up there and do it and be himself, well, I can too. And, you know, you was bringing that out of people, you know, that never got up there and did it, or never got up there and danced, and, you know, wasn't afraid to make a fool of themselves, because they was like, this guy is full of life. If he can do it, I can do it. You know, he make me want to get out there and do it. And that is a good thing, because not a lot of people have that drive. And you were just yourself, and it was genuine, you know. So we thought
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of people don't realize, like, why the, you know, yes, I mean, I might not be on, no, I like being on a podcast versus being on AM, FM radio. I feel like, you know, with that to an extent, because you have all these rules, you kind of have to, You kind of can't be as much as yourself, because you got to try to get all these music in and all that crap. When I'm on this show, I get to talk the way I want to talk, talk about what I want to talk about, bring whoever the hell on I want to bring on, all that. And that's why I like being able to just, again, even through the audio medium, be able to allow people to, you know, because sometimes some of you are shy about calling in. That's cool. I don't mind it. Like, I'm not one of those people where, you know, some people's shows, it relies strictly on calls. And I don't, you know, for me personally, it doesn't have to be that way. Y'all see me do it plenty of times, host an entire show by myself. With my, you know, I have co-hosts. Sometimes they can't be here, and I've done it by myself plenty of times. And before I had co-hosts, I was doing it. So it's just a matter of, hell, you got to be able to be, you got to be confident in who you are and be able to hold your ground, and people realize that. So,
yes, when you're
now,
yourself,
I'm
going to
talk about you. I'm talking about you two. I'm talking about y'all two. So, interesting, man. Like, how, like, you know, so you kind of talk about how you met. So, my personal thought process was, now, I'm about to be full disclosure. You know, y'all, now, when I go on a cruise, I just go on a, my mind stays this. I just enjoy myself. I don't got no, I don't have any necessary rule. Only rule I got for myself is, don't hold nothing back. Be your goddamn self.
Yes.
You ain't got to put on.
That's what I
on,
love.
I ain't got to do my future impersonation, mask on, mask off. I ain't got to do that shit. But nah, so.
No, be yourself, because that's what's going to draw people to you, is you're yourself. You're real.
Yeah, the thing that I love that I kind of love was the first day of me and my cousin Sin. You know, we was chilling up there it was on Lido Deck, and that was it was a Lido, but it was a higher up, which is known as Serenity Deck. And so they had something there where it's they usually the club every night, but like there's like one night on the cruise where the club is on the Serenity Deck instead. So you're outside and about, and not as many people come. It's like some people is like, I guess the club allows the ugly people to be not as ugly, so they don't really come out to the Serenity Deck. I'm going to stop being ugly. It's really cool. So, y'all came in there. So, and, like, man, you can feel this aura. Like y'all wasn't, like, feeling like y'all were better than everybody. Because we had a lot of that on that cruise where it was chicks that thought they was better than everybody. And that mess was, like, mad annoying. And it'd be sometimes, it was some chicks that act like, no, they just you're not even hollering at them. You just being nice and saying, hey, they want to act rude, no kind of like, why you say something to me
rude
type of vibe.
Yeah, like bougie,
like
they were better.
Get the fuck out of here.
You're on vacation.
And
let
I wouldn't even try to
have
hold
fun,
a full conversation, just trying to say, hey. Yeah. So y'all sat down, and we came and sat down. And just started vibing and talking, and y'all were just cool. And was like, yeah, so we're going to be out here. We're going to be doing this at this excursion, this and that. We got to meet up. We need that hub. Like, there's a whole joke. So there's like a whole joke about the hub. We actually made a – we never told y'all about this. We actually made a song about the hub. Like, because people don't know what the hub is. So the hub is the way you can keep in contact with people on the cruise, because you don't have phone service. You can't unless you call their room number, and you're not in your damn room all day, so you ain't gonna be able to reach the person by the room number. So you got all the way you reach them is by the hub, and so we made a whole song. It was like, I don't want your number. Baby, just give me your hub. We made a whole song about how, like, we were just how they, like, that's just how beautiful, this is how me and my siblings are. We are just like, people saw like how my family was in the cruise, and then I realized like that is just how we are on a normal basis. Like, we weren't putting on just for the cruise. We're just like that on a normal basis. We get together.
Yeah,
and
you could tell it was
pure comedy.
Yeah, you could tell
I've been trying to get my sister to quit effing around and bring it back. Hell, there used to be on my channel. My sister, she used to have her own show, and she would have me and my brother, and one of our family friends as her co-host. And people, like for that 2 hours, they pretty much got a glimpse of seeing, it's like a reality show, because us clowning all these different topics, that was kind of like how we are in real life every day. So people are just getting to see that. But yeah, so. Y'all was cool. Y'all was twerking on the tables at the damn in Honduras. Shout out to that.
Yes.
Had old girl behind the bar losing her mind. She, old girl behind the bar is ready to risk it all.
Yes, we did. We kicked
she,
it.
She
we had
them
so much
eyes,
fun.
But the
yes,
innocent eyes started turning naughtier and naughtier as that bell kept ringing.
Yeah, she her true side was about to come out that day.
Mm-hmm.
That was.
She was like, "Ooh,
memories."
Yes. I kind of stared. I said, "You good?" He said, "It's just so much booty everywhere." I was like, "Wow!" I was like, "This woman ready to risk it all."
Yeah, she was. She was about to risk her own job, but you know what? She could have came home with us.
Oh, man. See, look at you. See, trying to start trouble. That's how trouble gets started. See, that's you. I'm not going to say that. It's a Me Too movement out here in these streets. You ain't hear that for Setting J. Me Too movement.
Hey.
If she wanted to come with us, she could have came. We weren't taking
her.
Yes,
we just took her home.
make sure I say that. We are in a cop. We the wrong type of cop. We are in a climate. I will not say that in. I'm saying you coming home with me. Whoa, okay. Me too. But nah, so it was just dope, man. And so, like, going to another point, like, you hear this all the time, people like, yeah, we're going to stay in touch. And they be cute. You know, they say that, and then they really don't. But
yes,
y'all did, man. Like, it's, like, cool. Like,
oh, yeah.
And I don't feel like it's always funny. Like, I don't feel like it had, like, in order to fight some, because some people feel like in order to really feel like, oh, you're close to somebody, you got to have these two-hour-ass conversations. And it's not that. Like, it'd be, like, decent, like, you know, talking, chatting up real quick, it'd be like about 15 minutes, but it'd be a good ass 15 minutes.
Yes. You know, you meet some people, you know, some people come in your life for a lifetime, and some people are just temporary. Sometimes you meet lifetime friends, you know, and like we said, when we met you guys, it was like, wow, like we've known each other for years. And as soon as the cruise was over, it was like, oh, man, we got to make sure we exchange numbers. We got to find each other.
Yeah, y'all ain't up the street, but you're a hop, skip, and a jump.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So then we fast forward to this week, and then it's like crazy because, you know, y'all were talking, you know, well, planning on coming out there. Okay, you know, you hear that from people. I hear, like,
yeah.
I hear people tell me that all the time. They plan on visiting, whatever, and I never, like.
And never show up.
I hear it all the time, folks. Mm-hmm, yeah, like, whatever. Yeah, I was going to come, but what had happened was, okay, nice talk. But,
Oh, no.
Yeah, you hear people talk, but then you, like, then it's like crazy because he like told me then you gave me a date and I'm like, huh? And so it's just crazy because, man, like, who would like a lot of people like go like they go on cruises they're not you're not necessarily think you're gonna meet people that you're gonna be cool with forever.
No.
That's just crazy.
You'd be like, I'm not gonna see these people again.
Yeah,
you don't think you just have fun. You just see them on the cruise, and you'd be like, okay, let's turn up, let's act a fool. We're never going to see none of these people again. But we was like, no, we're going to stay in touch.
Right, cause it was like the cruise I went on before that. I had got cool with some people, and, you know, one of the friends, I thought they was cool. He was real cool. But then, like, I jumped onto that, like, they IG live or stuff, and they kind of, like, act all nonchalant. Oh, hey. I'm like, okay. Wow.
what you see is what you get from the sisters.
What do you feel?
Yeah.
Right. So
yeah,
it's ridiculous.
We don't put on a show.
You know, when we go out, for instance, I don't think I have the one we went on. I don't think I have his information. But the two I went on before that, I have the information of both of the DJs. And one actually, the one of my second one I went on, I actually keep in contact with him a whole lot because I was like actually hanging out like whenever he wasn't DJing. There was, like, sometimes me and him was hanging out on the ship. So.
Wow.
Yeah, sometimes I get real cool with the crew. So, yeah.
You got to.
But, yeah, so, yeah, I mean, y'all just really dope, man. And it, you know, it was cool to see like, y'all just, you know, I knew, like, that was part of the most, like, every day, I would be excited. I'm like, yeah, man, can't wait to go hang out with them again. That's one of my favorite parts of my day was knowing, like, we was going to hang out. It was like, man, it would be great to hang out with y'all again.
It just
kind of made it better. It wasn't the cruise was sucking, but it kind of, like, it was already a high level, and it took it to a whole nother level.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Like, we woke up every day, checked our hub account, and was like, okay, let's see if he texts. You know, where are we meeting at today?
Mm-hmm.
Are we meeting on top of the deck? We meeting at karaoke? Like, we had a routine, and we kept it that way.
Oh, is Glenn asleep yet?
Yeah.
Oh, Glenn fell asleep. Oh, sorry, he fell asleep. Oh, man, how many goddamn times did you do that to? I was like, man, I was all the way mad, y'all. It was one night y'all did that.
I was so tired.
I hated it. And you know what? That was it was all right that night in the club, but that was like the worst night because I was like, oh, man, they're not here. I'm not even that lit. I wasn't as excited.
I know. We felt so bad. We was like, oh, for now on, the rest of the cruise, we have to go to almost every event with you guys, turn up. I think it just seemed like the ones we kicked it with were the life of the party, your family and my sister. It's like we were all the life of the party. Everybody else was dull.
Yeah.
Like,
remember it was like that group of girls? And like, I was like dipped by this, like one of them. And she looked at me like I literally tried to kill her. I was like, "Ookie, wait," because there's a rule I hate. I don't like people making a scene, like if for no reason, especially if I'm not. I didn't come at you
like
extra
that.
Aggressive and shit, huh?
Yeah, those are the people I walk off on. That act extra aggressive and make a scene. You know, I walk off on you. You gonna make an ass out of yourself.
Right, and like I was, I remember one day, like I was over, like the pizza because we cut like, you know, because you used to go back right before the club closed, so you didn't go to pizza time after. Oh. That was to the when you eat the pizza, like when you go up there and do it after the club and you go eat pizza. That was half the fun, right there.
Yes.
Cause we used to clown. We made a whole. We remixed a Mary Kay and Ashley song about pizza and was singing at the pizza thing because the pizza dude was taking too goddamn long.
Yes.
And so so all of a sudden we had people like lit. And they was like stomping and clapping with us to our little song we made. I was like, I want pizza. P-I-Z-Z-A. I want pizza. And so there we started freestyle to that. It was like, it started talking about naming flavors of pizza and shit. It was just, Oh my goodness, it was ridiculous.
It was
so,
never a dull moment.
And that was like lit. And then one of them damn girls in that group gonna come hate him. You know, like, just why are you so loud? I'm like, bruh. And so I was talking about them in the third person on purpose. And so I'm really sorry for like. Yeah, exactly. Because y'all been acting really rude and funny the whole entire time. I'm sorry that my litness bothers you. And y'all used to lame ass people. Yeah, they was on some real funny shit. I was like, man, get the fuck away from me. Like, I do not like that funny shit. Like what the hell am I doing to you?
Yeah, when we sensed that, I distanced myself from, you know, once you give me that vibe, that era, I'm gone. You know, I sense it and I back off of you. And when the ladies, you know, started giving us all that feeling, I was like, yeah, it's time to back off. You know, we're here on vacation. Everybody's just trying to have a good time. You know, don't spoil the moment.
Yeah. I acted extra. Like, you got to, like, man, like, I guess, man.
Yeah, but we still didn't let them lose our vacation.
It was just a quick commercial break, but we came back right to the messages and we was good to go.
Yes, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, you know, it was a quick commercial break. We had to and then we came back right to the messages and we were back to our regular scheduled programming, so that did not stop the show at all. But no. Okay, so I gotta ask you, so before I get to our time, you know, y'all know me how I do this. I tease and mess with y'all all day until because y'all be like, man, when are you gonna get to that main topic? I know y'all waiting for that playlist. I'ma get to it. That's what I do. That's what I do. Y'all know I hold on tight as hell to a damn topic. I know y'all gonna bug me about this. So I got y'all. So, what I was going to talk about next, okay, the results, I want your opinion on this, because, we've been talking about this for a hot minute.
Okay.
As far as the lip sync battle, was it me, or was it a whole mindset of, like, let's try our hardest not to go for the brother? Was it me? Because I wasn't acting next, you know, I wasn't playing the God card, you know.
Everything you did on the cruise, it was like you was winning everything. Like, you were the spotlight. And it was not like you were trying to steal nobody's spotlight. You were just yourself. You know, it came natural. And I think everybody was just getting tired of you winning, you know, instead of, you know, like, man, this man is good at everything. What is he not good at, you know? Everybody was hating to the point I was like, man, he should have won this lip-syncing battle. Like, what's going on? Like, I started screaming in the stands and yelling, almost threw my shoe.
I was taking off clothes. Everything.
You know what? You was doing it all. I said, look at that. I was about to throw some ones, but I was in the balcony.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, it was out of here.
Yeah, I think it was because you were a brother and you was winning everything.
They say, like, no way. And the thing is, the mixed odds, kind of as I did before that, it was, I came in second place. So this time I just knew. I came the same drink, made it stronger. And I was like, nah, I don't win this mug because I want my drink of that menu.
Yes.
So I keep walking in this. Let me get that stock, your mama, man.
Yes, you did. You did. You even made up a drink.
Yeah, so.
To where everybody wanted the same drink.
Yeah, everybody was trying. It was crazy to see how he was like, yeah, I tried it. It was just. And, I mean, if you saw, again, like, we were everyone levitated towards us of all walks of life. It wasn't just black people or white people or Mexican people. It was people. Hell, it was even, I remember it was like this teenage boy. I'm so freaking mad I forgot his name. But I still remember one of the funniest things, because he used to whenever we were on the deck and stuff, he would come over and hang out. And sometimes he would sneak out his room and come hang out with us at pizza time, because we was hanging out on the deck. We would go out to the top deck and just hang out and sit out and eat pizza. And he used to sneak out, come over there. He was like the real fly. He was like 15, 16.
Yeah, he was a young cat. But you know what? He was full of life. And
he
was like,
swag.
Your mom and your dad don't know what you are and what you can be. They don't know what kind of kid they have.
Nah, yeah, he's something else. Like, and I still remember, I told him, I said, so what pickup line are you going to use in the ladies? Hey, yo, ma, what time them legs open? Wow.
Yes.
This mofo said, hey, yo, ma, what time them legs open?
Yes. He even had braids. He got braids in Honduras.
Yeah. Yeah, he got the braids and everything. You can't tell him nothing. And I was laughing because I remember one night he had me come there like early, like I left the club for a little bit and I was like hanging out with, I came up and hanged out with on the deck real quick with him and his friends, and he was like kind of like showing me off, like, you know, like hearing the stories and like people were seeing like how cool, like I was like solidifying him being the cool teenager, and everybody was like, man, he's that dude, like, so yeah, I was pretty much the co-signer. I'll take that, you know, whatever.
Oh, yes. I could tell you right now, his mom and dad don't know what kind of kid they have. You know, he's going to be somebody.
My goodness. He's going to be, I was like, man, keep that record. We were telling him, we had a real nice talk with him. We were saying, man, whatever you do, man, keep that same energy you got right now. Never lose it, man. And just don't let people suck you dry of that energy. Like, keep your mind focused. And yes.
He was an awesome kid. Great energy. Full of life.
It's like, you can hide the ladies, just do it, you know. Do it in moderation. You know, don't overindulge, because then you lose yourself that way. So don't do it.
Yes. He was an awesome kid. You don't meet too many kids like that.
Oh, right. I'm not going to let too many teenage kids come hang around me on a damn cruise. Like, I want to hang around
you.
Oh,
no, I won't either, you know. I'd be like, you're going to stay in the kids' place.
He was the only one that had a pass.
Yes, he did. He did. Young man did.
And my niece, man, she was... Wow, she was a star herself. I mean, I remember the first day she came in there and was dancing. I mean, she didn't want to stop. She loved to dance and she loved her Uncle Sid, and so she was excited. She couldn't wait to come down there and dance. And so I'm out there dance with her, and yeah, it's just cool. Like, it's always crazy because a lot of times she embodies a lot of characteristics of me. Of where she's so full of energy, and just like a star, like she's a star. It's like every day is a episode of a TV show to this girl. So yeah,
yes,
that was another crazy part.
She was full of life.
Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna go ahead and go into our topic. I teased y'all long enough. All right. So let me go into this. What we were doing the other day, Glenn. So on Monday, we were having a random discussion, and
okay.
I was talking about, the night before. I was like, I was stayed up late as hell because I had on the slow jam list, and it was keeping me up. It was like, ooh, it was like you be thinking of some things. I'm like, Lord, I need to take this playlist off. So we started talking about this on the Monday show, where we were talking about, like, not necessarily a top 10 particular order, or this is the definitive list, but just kind of a random generated list of your own stuff, of 10 songs you can get it into. Now, you like, for those of y'all that want me to be a little more X-rated on what I mean, get it into, songs that set the mood to have sex to. Those songs.
Ew.
So, let me recap what we had on Monday. Or two, I wasn't going to rename my own damn songs. All right,
okay.
So hold on. I'm going to list. I should, there's a note. Okay. So, can you hear me really good, Sil?
I can hear you really good.
Okay, so here we go. We got Chris Brown, Privacy.
Ooh.
There's Tank. So this is my co-host, T's list first. Chris Brown, Privacy. Tank, When We. Tank, Fucking With Me.
Yes.
LaRue, Nasty. Jacquees, Bed. She said two other Jacquees songs I can remember. But I had one on my list, and that wasn't one of hers that I was on my name. Oh, she had Bruno Mars, Versace on the Floor. Wasn't really feeling that one, but whatever. Beyonce, Rocky. Like, I don't like Versace on the Floor. That's not let's have sex. It's like let's have drinks and just relax and unwind. Not have that's not a have sex to song. Nelly the Fix.
Okay.
No. Janae Aiko, Wild Young. And that was her list. My list, I didn't get all of mine. I was missing one. I forgot what it was. But hey, Kevin Gates featuring Trey Songz, Jam.
Oh, that's my
Chris Brown is. Oh, what'd you say?
That's fine.
Oh, Jam is. Oh yeah, Jam. Yeah, Jam gets it done. Chris Brown, In My Bed. Janae Aiko, Sativa. You know what that song is?
Yes.
Okay. Dallas, there's an artist out here named he had a great song on the radio. I don't know how far it went out nationally, but his name was Dallas Blocker. He had a song called Rock Your Body. Great song. It's like, I wanna rock your body. It's like, it was a good song. So I said Jodeci. But, see, because I didn't want to pick one that I always pick. This is a good one. I think it's an underrated one. As far as you say, let's pick one. Everyone's going to go to Freaking You automatically in Phoenix. Those are the first two they're going to go for every time. I went with Jodeci, Stay.
Ooh.
Yeah, like, it's like a directive. Baby, won't you just stay for a little while? Baby, won't you?
Yes, you got me over here jamming.
Yeah, it's like, it tells you, hey, before you walk away, you get back over here. It's like the perfect amount of baggage. Silk Deep. If you can't get it in the deep, I don't know what to say. Jacquees, the new Jacquees song on TJ Kravis, Ocean.
Ooh.
That song is on list. Dina Howard, T-Shirt and Panties.
Ooh.
Yeah. This artist's name is Smooth. Some of you didn't know the artist. A lot of people don't know the name, but they do know the song. Strawberries, that song. Strawberries on top of me. Caroline, Little Hennessy. That's the way. Hey, My love for. Yes, there you go. So, yeah. There you go. There you go. Yeah, that was the list of Monday. So I'm gonna add some more, but I'm gonna let you, our illustrious guest, birthday girl. What would you say if you could name 10? No particular order. 10 songs that you would say.
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay, I don't know if you guys heard.
That we didn't.
You said what?
Try to name new ones that we did not name.
Okay. I like Silk more. Pleasure P featuring Candace, Finish Last.
Oh, you just remind me. I forgot. That was the one I was missing. I said Pleasure P under. That was another one I said. That was one on my list. Okay.
Ideal Creep In.
Contagious. Okay, okay. So I see you going this list. Okay.
Jay Sheen. I like Jay Sheen.
I know who you're talking about. I know. Oh, what is the
Jack
song you're talking about?
Jacquees Come Through.
That was on the list already. That was the one I was trying to remember
Link.
What it was. Come Through was on. Hold on, what song?
I like Link. I Really Want to Sex Your Body.
Oh man, on the play not DJ. That's in the list of slow jams I play. That makes it good every time.
Precious Bacchavelli.
Okay.
Public Announcement, Body Bumping.
Okay.
Let me see. Pretty Ricky, Up and Down.
We've had a discussion about Pretty Ricky before on the show. I just shared. Well, yes. Okay.
I just like that one song, though. Raphael Sadiq, Acts of You. What else?
I'm going to check that out. Okay.
Yeah. Silk, If You. Silk, Meeting in My Bedroom.
Yeah, okay. I was having a discussion about that, too, on Monday about Meeting You. I was like, I like Meeting in My Bedroom, but I like Deep more.
Yes.
Deep just sounds, deep sounds a lot freakier. Meeting in My Bedroom is like, it's too obvious. It's like, oh, Meeting in My Bedroom. Duh. Like, deep is like, let me go deep. It's like it takes your mind there. And like, just like deep, like, it creates this imagination of you going deep. Yeah.
Yes. And I could say Genuine, So Anxious.
Oh, man. Okay.
Sons of
Funk,
Push It Inside of You.
Oh, wow. I forgot we had a discussion before about you and 90s R&B. I forgot we had a discussion. Yeah. Wow.
I'm trying to think what else.
Push It Inside.
Let's see.
Mm.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm trying to think what else is a good song to go by. I have so many.
Nah, it's crazy. Pretty Ricky is interesting.
Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, I had actually had the woman who said, Sookie Five, I actually had on my show a few months ago. Yes.
I love that.
Oh,
one.
My God. I still keep in touch with her. She is a wonderful person.
Yes, can never go wrong.
Yeah,
with
that was a crazy interview. That and the interview with it was on my show, but I was co-hosting someone's show. We were interviewing Pretty Ricky. That was a crazy episode.
Let's see what else.
Yeah.
Tony Tone Tone, just me and you.
Oh yeah, that you know what you, I mean was. You know which one you can add to it? Like it's like really crazy. Like it's more so because of how the song sounds, not necessarily particularly the lyrics per se. Tony Tone. It doesn't rain. It never rains in Southern California.
Southern California.
And
they tell me.
Well, it may not.
Yes.
Well, it may be rain on the East Coast, but the other side of town, it never rains.
It never rains. Yes. Usher, Nice and Slow.
Okay. Speaking of Usher, my brother said he brought this up before the show, and I was so mad at myself and forgot this one. How did I forget Can You Handle It on Monday? How did I forget that?
How did you?
Usher, Can You Handle It? And I don't know how many times we've had an Usher discussion on this show, and how I missed it when we were making these lists. How did I miss it?
You can never miss Usher. You can never go wrong with Usher.
Oh, Can You Handle It? No, another one, Do It To Me, or Did It To Me is whatever. Yes. Yeah. Maybe you touch your body, baby, and it's like, and like the beat, the way the beat start, the beat sound like you thrusting. It's like, boom, 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 boom. That's the sound. The sound of that is like the sound of the hard stroke.
Yes.
Boom, boom. Boom.
It's a lot.
Oh, man.
Man.
Yeah, we this, like, that's why I was, like, so mad about stuff. I was like, 10? Like, I'm just throwing 10 out there, but it's, like, a bunch of them I can go through all day. Pretty Willie.
Yes.
Lay Your Body Down, Four Walls. I mean.
Yeah.
These children today, you know, they too used to, you know, boyfriend, every damn song about being boyfriend number two or something. Like, get it, y'all ain't just trying to make love to the one person.
It's a new generation. They don't know nothing about real music, you know.
There'd be some dope music that'd be coming out. I would say now, okay, let me put it this way. Mainstream is the problem. I mean, there's a lot.
Yes.
There are some great mainstream ones, but it's a lot of trash ones. But a lot of stuff like the internet, y'all didn't check them out. They put a new album out, Hive Mind. Check that album out. You will see R&B Liquid Gold. You hear some R&B Liquid Gold. Listen to that. Trust me, trust me, trust me. You will thank me later.
But, I'm gonna have to look into it.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's very, very smooth. Like, you really, to find like a lot of great stuff, you gotta really dig and go into the. You can't just stick to what's on the radio. That's why I like. I mean, a lot of people. You know, that's the thing about the streaming services. There's a gift and a curse. You know, of course, you're not buying the music like we used to because we had the streaming services. But because of the streaming services, it allows music that didn't necessarily have a standing ground a chance because you have this whole database to listen to. And so now you can go listen to music from artists I may not. You know, may have not went into finding my own, and I have at my fingertips to be able to enjoy.
Yes.
I tell you why I did not, for the actual list, Janet Jackson, Anytime, Anyplace.
Yes.
Got to make the list. One that's really freaky, and they got all the moaning back in the background and all that. Janet Jackson, Would You Mind?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Baby, would you? That song is a little woo freak, and it's a long song, so you can do a whole lot to it. Yeah, that's a good one. And then it was like one more I was thinking of, like, it's in the back of my head. Oh, intro, Come Inside.
Ooh.
Yeah, intro, Come Inside, another classic R&B, 90s R&B song.
Yes,
if
now you're going to have
me
up here really
Come so, now you're going to be up and up late at night like I was. I was up to damn near 4 o'clock. I was like, I'm because my whole my mind was out of whack from this the slow jams.
Yeah,
you're
going to have me like, dang, I should have said it while I was on the phone.
Yeah, that's what happens. So, you never have it up. Like, we went way past 10 a piece, but hell, that's just how it be happening. You never you keep having songs.
Yeah.
All right, well,
really
we're safe. Coming to it. Mm-hmm. Especially, I'm really happy because we're coming to the end of the show now. So, people, I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Oh, I know, people. Don't cry. I know.
Aww.
So, yes, don't worry. We will... be back. I'll be back on Monday. We do the show on Mondays and Wednesdays, same time, 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time to 10:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Y'all come through and enjoy some crazy show. If you miss it live, we do have it in the archives. The podcast is available on blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. It's on iTunes, it's on Stitcher, it's on TuneIn. We're on all the major platforms. So, and I looked at the numbers from the last episode. Y'all were listening to that episode heavy. I don't know where the hell y'all called yourself coming from, but I appreciate it. Y'all was listening to that episode heavy. So, I appreciate that very much. And I always love that because I love the shows that we don't have guests, and yet y'all come show up in numbers enjoying it. So, I appreciate that a whole lot. Glenn, again, happy birthday to you. And
thank
we really
you.
Do thank you for coming through the show, ma'am. You
thank
have any
you for
shout
having
outs
me.
You want to make?
Shout out.
Yes,
shout
all right,
out
go
to
ahead and give your shout
my
out.
Sister
shout
Shonda.
Out. Mm-hmm.
And, shout out to my one and only, a good friend. Steady J, thank you for having
me. You're welcome.
You know what? Your friend will see you this weekend, so stay tuned for the turn up.
Yep. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I know I was in the show. I was telling y'all what we got coming up for the week. If I got a magazine dropping or this, that, and the third. So, yes, I will be hanging out with the beautiful sisters. They'll be hanging out with us this weekend, so I can't wait for that. And we'll be celebrating Glenn's birthday on Saturday, and that will be at DFW Empire. It's in Austin, Texas. Smack dab in the middle of the damn Metroplex. All you got to do is put in your damn Google, look for DFW Empire Nightclub. You'll find it. It's our Pioneer Parkway. And, I don't know what made them get this name system, but they need to keep that same energy. They ain't been charging for parking. I appreciate that so much. Y'all need to definitely come there, man. You come there early, you got good drink specials, very great drink specials. I kid you not. And, hell, we walk around giving out free shots if you get there early. So you might want to show up a little early. And, Of course, yours truly, I would be in the picture area. You come there and come get your picture taken. You want to get your pictures taken. Yes, it does cost, but it's worth it because it's not your typical club photos, as they call them. It actually looked like it was worth something. So, yeah, definitely come kick it with us. Bring your chochas, whatever you like to call it, mucho dinero, and come fool me, man. So, yeah, man, and we'll be kicking it. So, Glenn, again, appreciate you for calling and hanging out with me for tonight's show.
Anytime.
Yeah, man. So, yeah. And then now I know y'all here a day early. Man, okay. So now I got to get in gear early.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Don't worry. You'll be off of work by the time we get there.
Yeah. Once again, I work there. People know me. It's like Batman, Clark Kent type of thought process. I go straight into, hey, it's time to go. So, yeah. So, yes, I will be doing that. Anyways, man, I appreciate you all for coming for tuning into the show. And we're going to end the show how we end every show. Remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or there's a U, there is a way. You tune in to episode of Life That Does Live, your boy, Sadie J. Again, thank you to my special guest co-host, Ms. Glenn. And y'all know how we end every Hump Day episode. We always give you a nice public service announcement. That is, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. All right, y'all. We are out. Peace.